Or and again, 150 people or 150 families, one way or another, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference in our electorate or anything else. I will say this, though, that if we start taking that attitude towards Mexican and Central American refugees, then there's a problem, because now you're talking about tens of thousands. 150? I'm going to be honest with you. I will simply tell you this, and I know it's an insult, but it's one that's based on fact, and that is, we've got enough children in our state who can't read or write. And it's sad to have to say that, but it's absolutely true. We've got enough kids that can't read and write in our Clark County School District. Do we want to add to that number? Because most of the people in Afghanistan cannot read and write. It's been documented. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Dr. Fred Simon will join us next from Northern Nevada. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The U.S. has moved a step closer to offering booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to seniors and others at high risk from the virus. The Food and Drug Administration signed off on such shots as a way to shore up protection in those groups. However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has yet to weigh in on who it believes should get boosters and when. A drive-by shooting at a school bus stop in Louisville turned deadly this morning. Here's Mayor Greg Fisher.
That sacred space was violated this rainy Wednesday morning by gunfire. And a teen who should be in school today will not be there and will never be there again. Two other students also waiting at the bus stop were shot.
The Federal Reserve has left interest rates unchanged, but Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says a good September jobs report could encourage policymakers to start pulling back on some of the central bank's emergency financial assistance.
I don't personally need to see a very strong employment report, but I'd like to see a decent employment report. It's not to be confused with the test for liftoff, which is so much higher.
The Biden White House is coming under fire for its handling of the migrant border crisis in Del Rio, Texas. The administration has said that thousands of Haitian migrants are being airlifted back to their home country, but now some of them are being released into the United States. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans insisting that Democrats go it alone when it comes to suspending the nation's borrowing limit.
What we're not prepared to do is to relieve the Democratic president, Democratic House, and Democratic Senate from their governing obligation to address the debt ceiling.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 338 points. More at townhall.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 5:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. After 8 deaths in car crashes over a 3-day period, the Nevada Department of Public Safety is conducting a media campaign in southern Nevada to promote traffic safety. The campaign will include ads on TV, radio, billboards, and social media. The Nevada Highway Patrol investigated 4 fatal crashes from Thursday through Saturday. Metro responded to 3, and Henderson Police are investigating 1. So do please slow down and drive safe. The Las Vegas Raiders are once again offering COVID-19 vaccine screenings at Allegiant Stadium for 3 days ahead of its Sunday home game against the Miami Dolphins. Fans that don't want or can't use the Clear Health Pass app can provide proof of full or partial vaccination at a tent in Lot B, that's at Allegiant Stadium, between 9 and 2 on Friday, Saturday, and again on Sunday. Well, the Raider Nation is mourning the loss of one of its own. The longtime Raiders fan who helped create the team's black hole section for the fans has died. Rob Rivera died earlier this week after battling COVID-19. Modeled after the Cleveland Browns dog pound at the black hole, it has become one of the rowdiest fan sections in football.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Quick check of the traffic cam. Some congestion there. Interstate 15 northbound at Bonanza. We're getting some slow flows northbound 15 at Sunset. You're bumper-to-bumper in several areas right now. U.S. 95 south at Rancho. You're backed up 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
By the way, we have news from the FDA. They have authorized booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. That's just for people 65 and older and high-risk workers. So that's the latest from the FDA, authorizing COVID-19 booster shots for 65-plus. With that, we turn to a medical doctor who is also a Republican candidate for governor. He is Dr. Fred Simon, the trauma surgeon in Douglas County, and he joins us. Dr. Simon, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Hey, my pleasure, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
The question I always ask candidates, in particular first-time candidates, is why. You've got a successful practice. You're doing really well for yourself. You live in God's country up in Douglas County, and yet you want to traverse the state, all 17 counties. Tell me why you're doing it.
Well, there's a couple reasons. The first and foremost reason is, look, our children and grandchildren are going to be our legacy. And I've got three children. I've got 65% of the kids, they're teenagers who work in my restaurant. We have a government that has been pushing more and more to a Marxist philosophy. So we need somebody who's got effective executive leadership, who can put an administration together, go after these policies, and put an expert team together and change the state. And I can do that.
Let me ask you, the biggest challenge for you is going to be going up against people who have name recognition statewide, lots of money. What is the biggest challenge that you're going to be facing in this race?
Well, I think when you look at the primary, it is name recognition. There's no question. But, I'm very firm in using radio to introduce myself. I've been to over 35 different events. The key to winning an election is, it's everybody says it, it's grassroots, but it's the candidate going out and talking to the people, whether it's a group of 8, 15, 40, 60, door-to-door. All the constituents out there are going to see me, and they've seen a lot of me in the last couple months. And I will sell who I am, my qualifications, and our platform.
Tell me about your expertise in medicine. And, I mean, I've talked with doctors approaching retirement age, and a lot of them are retiring early. It's not easy being a doctor, and I'm sure it's not easy being a trauma surgeon. Can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that you face as a medical physician?
Sure. You know, Kevin, I'm 68. I've been doing this a long time. I've run a major trauma center. I've also done some research and education in bacterial sepsis immunology, pancreatitis immunology, splenic and immunoresponse to splenectomy, splenorrhaphy. I've led several different groups. So I have some administration and policy experience. Here's the problem. You got Obamacare when you had 42 million people that were uncovered, but when you really got down to it, there was only about 12 million people that had chronic illness that you couldn't fit into a couple other categories and get them covered. 15% of doctors at that point in time were independent. 65% of doctors now are employed by the government, insurance companies, and hospitals. The hospitals were so happy to get involved in this because all the money now goes into these systems, and doctors now have cancel culture. And so from a standpoint of practice, you're not independent. The majority of physicians are not independent, and policies and protocols are run by governments, insurance companies, and the hospitals, and what's ended up happening with reimbursement has all been off Medicare. We've just passed the national Medicare reimbursement for all positions. So if you're an independent, they're trying to run you out based upon not getting enough compensation to run an office, run a practice, and make a reasonable amount of money. This has to change. If it doesn't, we're going to have a Marxist single-payer system in healthcare run by the industrial healthcare system. The healthcare companies are making money, insurance is making money, hospitals are making money, and patients aren't getting quality care.
Again, Dr. Fred Simon joining us, running for governor in the state of Nevada, and he has a ringside seat on how we have dealt with the COVID-19 virus. And this is, it's the next governor is going to have a cogent plan that all of us can understand. Can you talk a little bit about this virus and why it's being treated differently than all the other airborne viruses?
Okay, so Kevin, I volunteered in a COVID ICU in 2020 because I wanted to see firsthand what was going on, as well as seeing COVID patients in regular practice. Number one, we have never handled any virus other than herd immunity. Where did this virus come from? Well, Fauci, MD, and Barrick, PhD, weaponized the coronavirus in 2000. We know that. There's a U.S. patent. And it was weaponized to attack epithelial tissue of the lung. That's why it's a respiratory virus. It was a benign virus to humans up until they weaponized it. There was a plan. I don't know what the plan was until we get Fauci on a witness stand and put him in jail for this, because it is illegal based upon the international warfare and weapons laws. And when we look at this, we have given vaccinations. Let's take a look at what the FDA said last week. 16-2, the boosters have no safety data. Okay, well, the vaccination with the full dose can't have safety data. The patients who are vaccinated seem to be getting a higher amount of virus that is shedding, and we seem to be getting resistance. They've never cultured a Delta variant. They've called it a Delta variant. There's never been one culture in the world. All of this is very suspicious for bioterrorism. So when we look at it, kids are usually the vector, the children. They went right around that and decided governmentally we're going to do this differently. And there is no science to what they're doing. They haven't provided any science. We know the masks are porous. Even Fauci said that. We've got 10 studies we take to schools. I actively have been to 7 different school board meetings in the last 2 months. And the vaccination of children is absolutely absurd. So what we've done, vaccination is supposed to decrease disease, and the CDC will even tell you this vaccine doesn't stop any infection. Completely different than any of the science in the past history.
So Dr. Simon, if I could wrinkle my nose and make you governor of the state of Nevada right now, today, what would you do regarding the mask and the vaccine mandates?
Well, let me put it three ways. The masks don't work. There should be no mask mandate. The vaccines should be only for those who are immunologically not competent to handle serious infection, and it wouldn't be the mRNA vaccine. That's not a vaccine, in my opinion. The S1 spike protein was identified, and there was a Pfizer vaccine back in 1999 and 2000. They knew all about this protein spike. They're lying. They actually had a patent for it against the coronavirus in 2003. So this is a total scam. So you would not vaccinate children. You would stop the boosters. you would isolate those that are potentially at risk, which they should have done in the first place. You're not going to shut down any more businesses. And the next thing you're going to do, which nobody's doing around the country, is address the health care and welfare of our populace. They should be on zinc, vitamin D, vitamin B. Use therapeutics early, now that we've got this virulent virus. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, not remdesivir, it's $3,000 a dose. Biopharma is making a killing on this virus, and Fauci's attached to it all. We need a healthy public, lower obesity, less simple sugars, their diet. We need to tell our public we got to get a better diet, and to protect ourselves in relationship to what's going on now, all those things I just told you.
I want to ask
you. Don't hear it from the government.
No, and that's. I think the messaging has been absolutely horrible. It's been misleading. The American people don't trust the advice they're getting from the medical community. I think it's really sad. Let me just ask you though, because it's breaking news at this hour that the FDA has authorized booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for people 65 and older and high risk workers. What say you? Is that the right move?
I was actually in Fernley last night, and I recommended to the people there, do not take the boosters. When you have the FDA coming out and one time saying 16-2, which was last week, there's no safety data, why would you encourage people to take them? And we're assessing death rate and complications by the VAERS system. It's a voluntary system, underreported. There are a lot of deaths secondary to this vaccine, and there's been a lot of complications. We don't know very much about this at all. And long-term effects of solid cancers and B-cell type cancers, lymphomas, leukemias, we have no idea what's in the future.
Let me ask you, because the next governor is going to have challenges that go well beyond just health care, and I want to ask you about your top priorities. What will they be as governor of the state of Nevada?
Well, there's two that are side by side, but voter integrity. So I'm not just running a campaign, Kevin. I'm actively doing policy. So I have groups of people. I'm actually in Reno tonight. And I'm meeting with a group. We're looking at voter rolls, and we're looking at something that's black and white. We're going to do it based upon Google and identifying those people who do not live in the state. We're going to start there, and in regards to all the counties, we're going to try and get some concrete black and white and go to the clerks of the county and say, hey, get these people off the voter rolls. If I don't do that, I'm not going to be able to win in 14 months when I go against Sisolak. Number two, critical race theory and all this ideology in the schools must go immediately. They got all of this money with a 2015 gross receipt tax, and we're 49th out of 50. And this country's 28th in the world. That's abysmal. Education must change now. And the other aspect of this is safe cities and communities, and that's getting rid of the gangs. The gangs are the franchises for drugs through the higher levels. And then we got to control the immigration that comes in, which is bringing the drugs. So we can clean all this up. The problems are identified. The solutions aren't that difficult. And I'm one aggressive, relentless, self-contained guy. And I'll go right at those.
I love the way you talk about that. I can assume that the talk of defunding the police won't wash with you.
Kevin, I believe in increasing the funding of the police for better intervention. And that saves money because you have less costs to business owners and the public for damage. You have less healthcare issues because of the things that go on when you do intervene, and you'll spend less money in the judicial system. It pays for itself. And we provide a safer community, and we have to address this, especially on the Strip. We've got to address the homeless issue. Same thing in Reno. We've got gangs, homeless, and when one of the sheriffs in one of the counties tells me he spends 50% of his time interdicting between homeless and violence issues, we've got real problems, but we can solve them.
Let me ask you, and I always give candidates an opportunity to explain to the voters what it is they need. I know this is kind of the early part of the campaign, but I got to ask you, what is it you need from my listeners who say, hey, this guy makes sense. This guy is explaining it in plain English, so I can understand it. What is it you need from my listeners right now?
Well, you know, the biggest disadvantage I'm 68 years old. I ride a bike 20 miles a day. I've got tons of energy. I'm going all over the state. I'm going to all the meetings. People will see me. I'm going to go door to door down in Vegas. You know how it is. I got Sheriff Lombardo's got $7+ million to start with. It's money, and unfortunately, it is money. I don't believe it should be that way. I think it should be grassroots campaigning, but it is what it is. And for us to be successful, we're using radio, we're doing direct mail. That costs money. There's no question.
And if folks want to help you out, how do they do it? Where can they find you?
SimonForGovNV.com. S-I-M-O-N ForGovNV.com.
Very good. Dr. Simon, it's nice to meet you in a radio sense. I look forward to meeting you in person when you're down here. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck and safe travels.
Hey, Kevin, thank you very much. It was such a pleasure.
Dr. Fred Simon, Republican candidate for governor of Nevada, a medical doctor, a small businessman, and a pretty good guy. Pretty good guy. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Steve Sisolak listens to Gavin Newsom. Just one day after Newsom shut down businesses in California, Sisolak shut down businesses in Nevada, and thousands lost their jobs. Newsom closed churches, Sisolak closed churches. He's trying to make us just like California. Luckily, a conservative leader has stepped up to take on Sisolak, an Army veteran and law enforcement officer who spent 30 years defending our shared values, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. When liberal extremists tried to defund police, Lombardo put more cops on the streets, making our rights and safety his priority. And when the establishment told Joe he should switch parties to get elected in Nevada's most Democrat county, he said no, stuck to his